Hello everyone, this is the seventh post in my series, How to Patent an Idea, A Guide for Beginners. This one is How to Prevent Design Around. In my previous articles, I've discussed how to understand patents, common types of claims, protecting your product or method, and many other topics. Hopefully by now you're feeling a little more informed about the patent claim process. In this article, we'll discuss how to prevent design around. How can I prevent design around? The term design around is commonly used when referring to some minor change that allows a competitor to avoid infringing the claims of your patent. Unfortunately, it is not highly probable that you will be able to prevent design around. However, you can avoid making it easy for competitors to do so. In exchange for disclosing your innovation to the public, the government will grant you a patent that allows you to sue others for using or selling your invention without first requesting your permission. The purpose of the patent law system is to encourage the public disclosure of innovation, not to protect you from competition. This may seem like a subtle difference, but it is a critical one. Patents and their claims are published so that competitors can learn from your innovation and avoid infringing your claims. The system is designed to encourage your competitors to innovate and market non-infringing products and methods. Honestly, do you care what the patent system is designed to do? Probably not. The purpose of the inventor or the patent owner is to use their patent to protect a competitive advantage in the marketplace. Therefore, your goal is to draft claims that force competitors to innovate as much as possible to get around your patent claims. The worth of a patent depends on the competitive advantage it confers in the marketplace, which depends on how easy it is to design around. If your competitors can easily copy your innovation with a minor tweak to your product or method, then your patent has no value. If your competitors are forced to alter the product or method in a way that makes it difficult for them to compete, then the patent confers a competitive advantage. For example, your competitors may have to spend so much time and money to research their product that they can't undercut your market price. Alternatively, your competitor may have to alter their product so much that the product cannot successfully compete as its advantages have been diminished. If your competitors cannot come up with any competing product or a method that does not infringe a claim of your patent, then your patent grants you the competitive advantage of a monopoly. When that happens, congratulations, you win. How can I avoid design around? The best way to avoid having a competitor easily design around your claims is to consult with an experienced patent attorney regarding the scope, coverage, of your claims. At Childs Law, our clients can count on two highly experienced patent attorneys working together to draft their patent application. If you'd like to schedule a free consultation to discuss how to prevent a competitor from designing around your patent, feel free to schedule a complimentary consultation by giving us a call at 832-621-0353. Now, let's discuss two important factors in preventing design around: effective communication and focus. Effective communication. To understand how to communicate effectively with your patent attorney, you'll need to understand a few things about legal culture. First, large law firms are billing machines that are designed to make as much money as possible for their partners. They are in the business of selling trust and the illusion of perfect legal services. Selling this image requires a great deal of posturing. For example, many patent attorneys will go out of their way to avoid admitting that they do not understand your technology, as well as you or your inventors. As patent attorneys, our job is not to know your technology better than you or your inventor. Our job is to guide you, your inventors, or your business safely through the maze of patent law. This knowledge means that you need to spend time considering all of the possible variations in design that your competitors might create. Then, you need to ask your patent attorney if your claims would cover that possibility. Focus. Patent claims are not designed to protect ideas or generalizations. They are designed to grant the owner the exclusive right to market a product or service. The first step in designing around is to visualize as clearly as possible the exact product or method that you plan to bring to market. Ask your patent attorney if your claims will cover that product or method. This step should ensure that your claims cover your intended product or method. The second step will be to try to envision any improvements or manufacturing considerations. The first conception of your invention may not be the best one to take to market. You may find that as soon as you talk with suppliers, industrial manufacturers, your business unit, and others, the first draft of the invention is not commercially feasible. Keep visualizing and revisualizing the exact product or method that you plan to take to market and use until it becomes commercially viable. Ask your patent attorney if your claims will cover that commercially viable product or method. This step should ensure that your claims cover the product that you will actually sell. The third step in avoiding design around is to then picture the exact products or methods that your competitors might develop to compete with you. Ask your patent attorney if your claims can be drafted to cover that product or method too. The value of a patent. The value of a patent usually depends on two factors. First, your innovation must confer a commercial advantage in the marketplace. No customers equals no money. Second, the value of the patent will rest on your ability to enforce the patent to exclude others from practicing your invention. This protection is why patents can be your most valuable IP assets. A useless patent is one where your innovation provides no advantage in the marketplace, or your competitors can make a minor change and avoid your claims. A moderately valuable patent is one where the claims force your competitors to spend significant time and money to design around your patent. The most useful patent is one where your competitors are forced to spend so much time and money trying to design around your claims that they are essentially forced to come up with their own invention. In doing so, they may lose most or all of your commercial advantages. They may also end up being forced out of direct competition. Block the bottleneck. I find that the strongest patents are those where the science, the application, or regulations severely limit design around. The only paths through are like passes in the mountains. For example, patents claiming a new drug molecule can be very difficult to design around. First, design around is limited because only certain chemical combinations are possible, and their properties are usually difficult to predict. Second, the application requirements for drugs are strict because the body's drug receptors are highly selective. Third, and most importantly, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, only approves one molecule at the cost of $1 to $2 billion. The only way that competitors can design around an FDA-approved drug molecule is to pay their own $1 to $2 billion for regulatory approval. When trying to prevent design around, look for science, the constraints of the application, or regulations that will effectively limit most design around efforts, and then claim the remaining paths. Find the bottleneck, defend the bottleneck. In my next post in How to Patent an Idea, a Guide for Beginners series, we'll cover conclusion. Click here for the next post.